You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Chalene Johnson.
Hey there. Welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name is Chalene Johnson, and this is a show dedicated to help you figure out how to build your tribe, build your following, and most definitely increase your earning potential, create passive income, have more financial security. I'm doing a special series devoted to moonlighting. I've developed this series primarily to help those of you who've reached out to me to say, I get it. I listen to all these shows. I listen to so many different podcasts about creating extra income online. I just haven't figured out what to do. I haven't fallen in love with something. I don't know what my passion is. I don't know what my purpose is. Or I hear from people who say to me, I don't have any money to start a business and I don't have any time to start a business, but I need to. I want extra income. I want to have a plan B. I want to know that if I'm terminated or somebody younger comes in and takes my job, or I hate my new boss, that I have someplace else I can turn to. I just don't know how to start small. So this whole series is devoted to you, the listener, and I'm sharing your stories. I'm highlighting your stories so that you can hear in others something that's going to spark an idea for you. Maybe it'll spark an idea for you to create an extra stream of income, or maybe your kids or a friend who's out of work. Either way, you're going to love these stories. They're short, they're quick, they are easy to start, they're doable. These are people who don't have huge followings or heaps of money or a business plan. They just get started doing something very, very part-time on the side, and it works. Today's story is so fun, and I certainly can't do it justice. So allow me to introduce to you Colleen.
Hi, Chalene. My name is Colleen McSpirit, and I'm from New Jersey. 10 years ago, I found myself divorced with two young kids and no income. I was a former newspaper editor, and I took off for 11 years to do the mommy track. And child support, alimony, they didn't come in on a regular basis, and I found both myself and newspapers really outdated. I couldn't find a job, and I had two little kids I needed to feed. A friend asked if I want to work for Who Let the Dogs Out. Walking dogs was my first job at 8 years old. Could I go back? Yeah, I could.
Okay, sorry to interrupt, but do we love Colleen or what? I mean, I just have such respect for a single mom who has to put her ego aside and literally, do you understand what she's saying? She's saying, I went back to what I was doing at 8 years old to make money. And she has to have that conversation with herself. Can I go back? It feels like a step backwards. Sometimes going back to what we know, what we love, our roots, our experiences, it kind of makes our whole life make sense. So she does it. She accepts the offer, goes back to work for a company that provides dog walking services. Okay, I'm going to let her continue on with the story, but just remember that sometimes going back allows us to move forward.
That was an interesting experience. It really was. And in between, I kept saying, I can't be a dog walker. I can't be a dog walker. I'm a well-educated 40-something-year-old woman. What am I doing walking dogs all day with my 4-year-old in tow? Why I walk dogs? I taught English at a community college. I worked in a chiropractor's office. I eventually got a full-time job as a nanny. But while I've been being a nanny, I have grown my dog walking business, but just for me. And it has grown to where I average $4,000 a month. In the summer, I make $10,000 a month, so much so that in June, I'll be leaving my nanny job and just be a full-time dog walker. And I'm also going to be launching a course on how to teach others how to be successful at it as me, especially moms who are trying to get back into the workforce and feel that or find that they're outdated and they don't know what to do, but they have these little babies that need to eat. So thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
How great is that story? And I love her accent and I love her attitude. And Colleen, you're just awesome. I wanted to mention that I did a little research after hearing her story, went online, and at least my preliminary investigation, I could find that dog walkers make between $12 to $30 per 30-minute visit. That seems to be about the average, about a 30-minute visit. And of course, the rate increases based on weather and the number of dogs and if there's any other services included. So if you consider someone doing this full time, that's not a bad income. And especially if you can get to a point where you're walking multiple dogs, as is the case in cities. Often you'll see, I don't know if you've ever visited New York City, but I will always see these people in Central Park who have like 15 and 20 dogs and they're in control of all of them. Those are obviously dog walkers who are maximizing their earning potential by figuring out that they can walk more dogs at once. Of course, that takes a special trained individual, I assume, who can work with that many dogs and have control over them. But it's just like a personal trainer. You're only making a certain amount of money if you're just training one client. If you can do group sessions, you're certainly maximizing your earning potential. But hats off to Colleen for figuring out that there's even a greater opportunity now, not just to continue her dog walking business, but to offer her knowledge as a way of creating additional passive income, learning how to market what it is she knows how to do, which is start a dog walking business. She knows how to do that. She also wants to serve other moms who might be in a position where they've left the workforce just as she had, or can't find that perfect job, or maybe they're in between things and they want to fill these extra hours while the kids are in school and they want to be home when the kids are home. That's just a great way to make extra income. I think the point here that we have to take away from every one of these stories is you have to change your mindset. You either believe that there is the potential for you to make more income and do it in a way that works for you, or you throw up your hands and say, I can't think of anything. People who say, I can't think of anything, have never taken out a pen and a piece of paper. Be resourceful. I mean, everybody could benefit, let's face it, from having a little more financial security. I don't care who you are. Even if your husband's like, I'll take care of all the bills, or your wife is the bread earner, it's just easier on everyone if there's a little bit more financial security there. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have to sacrifice what's most important to you. As you heard her explain, she was there doing this job with her kids, and it meant that she didn't have to put her kids in daycare and return to, quote unquote, the workforce. She was able to start a business, build a business, and now she will help others do the same. Many more stories like this to come. I can't even tell you how many cool stories I have in my inbox right now that I'm dying to share with you because they're so different. They're so inspirational, and they're going to give you great ideas of ways you can start to make extra income without having to quit your full-time job. Moonlighting, that's what the series is all about. Remember, hearing other people's ideas is often the best way to spark your own creativity. So if you haven't already, please listen to the two episodes prior to this one. And while we're at it, I think you should probably subscribe. There's nothing worse than waking up and trying to figure out what podcast you're going to listen to, which episodes you find interesting. Why not just subscribe? And that way they'll show up in your feed anytime there's a new episode. And while we're at it, you do know, I hope, that I have hundreds of previously recorded episodes on everything from how to do Facebook Lives, creating an email list, anything you can think of to help you build and create passive income. You can find it here on Build Your Tribe. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done and let you get on to your day. That's my goal, and I'm pretty sure we accomplished it today. But before I leave you, I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for spending time with me. Thanks for sharing my podcast with others. Thanks for writing reviews. Just gratitude all around. I love you guys, and your feedback means the world to me. Until we meet again, I'll talk to you soon. Be well. This episode is brought to you by Smart Life Push Journal. Write that down, smartlifepushjournal.com. It's a system I created over 5 years ago, which to date has helped over 500,000 people accomplish their goals, become more productive, healthier, and happier in the process. It revolves around the push goal principles. Now, if you don't know what a push goal is, no problem. The Smart Life Push Journal will actually walk you through the process of finding yours, creating it, and then accomplishing that goal and all the others on your list in less than 90 days. I've taught this system for countless years, and while it works for anyone who does it, it was difficult to help people develop the habit of just creating a push goal and then accomplishing 2 to 3 10-minute tasks each day around their push goal. Like, that seems like common sense. And you know that if you just do a few things each day towards your big goals, that they're going to happen. But how do we make that a habit? Well, my 90-day goal setting system revolves around a physical journal that turns that concept into a habit. Now, if you're looking for one of those really fancy, pretty journals that has your whole year, plus your electricity bill, plus all of your birthday cards, and it's so big and so cumbersome, you can barely carry it around, this is not your journal. I've designed this journal because I was a journal junkie. I went through hundreds of journals. I tried to create my own. I played with apps. But after looking at the neuroscience behind physically writing out these tasks, after spending so much time trying to figure out complicated day tracking journal systems and realizing I was spending more time putting on fancy borders and tapes and colors, it just dawned on me, my whole purpose is about simplicity. Like, let's make things simple. Fewer decisions, fewer distractions, a lightweight, easy to carry with you, portable journal. It's a 90-day goal setting system where you'll set goals to accomplish in the next 90 days, and then you pluck away at them 30 days at a time. So you don't carry around with you a journal that holds a year's worth of information or even 90 days. You carry around 30 days at a time. And that's important because in my study and in working with hundreds of thousands of people just like you, I found that things come up that change your goals, that change your direction. Life throws you curveballs and you need that fluidity. At the same time, you need accountability. It's like walking around with a life coach in your bag, in your purse, in your hand. You'll always have it with you. That was key. Because if you don't have it with you, then your goals, your dreams, and the tasks that you need to accomplish in order to master your goals are out of sight, out of mind. It's simple. It's fast. It does two things. It helps you track your health and fitness, which also includes your diet and nutrition, your sleep, all things that make you better, healthier. And it helps you track your day, your life. So you intertwine both business and personal. This is for the stay-at-home mom. This is for the entrepreneur, the network marketer. This is for the college student. This is for the person whose dreams are so big, they don't have time to turn their day planner into another cumbersome, huge, overwhelming project. It's simple, and it also includes a complete video series that teaches you how to use a journal. Because if you're like me, I don't like to read instructions. But how you use this journal is what makes it so amazing. I can't wait for you to try this. I can't wait for you to develop this habit. I hope you'll check it out and learn more by going to smartlifepushjournal.com.